The Abraham Lincoln Toy President's Doll. Audio track.
4 score and 7 years ago, our fathers brought forth on this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty, and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal. The Union is much older than the Constitution. It was formed, in fact, by the Articles of Association in 1774. It was matured and continued by the Declaration of Independence in 1776. I have never had a feeling politically that did not spring from the sentiments embodied in the Declaration of Independence. I believe the declaration that all men are created equal is the great fundamental principle upon which our free institutions rest. A house divided against itself cannot stand. I believe this government cannot endure permanently, half slave and half free. I hold the value of life is to improve one's condition. Yet in all our rejoicing, let us neither express nor cherish any harsh feelings toward any citizen who, by his vote, has differed with us. Let North and South, let all Americans, let all lovers of liberty everywhere join in the great and good work. If we do this, we shall not only have saved the Union, but we shall have so saved it as to make and to keep it forever worth the saving. The struggle for today is not altogether for today. It is for a vast future also. That from these honored dead, we take increased devotion to that cause for which they gave the last full measure of devotion. Passion has helped us, but can do so no more. It will in the future be our enemy. Reason, cold, calculating, unimpassioned reason, must furnish all the materials for our future support and defense. Fellow citizens, we cannot escape history. The dogmas of the quiet past are inadequate to the stormy present. The occasion is piled high with difficulty, and we must rise with the occasion. We must disenthrall ourselves, and then we shall save our country. I am greatly obliged to you and to all who have come forward at the call of their country. If I fail, it will be for lack of ability and not for purpose. I claim not to have controlled events, but confess plainly that events have controlled me. I have not permitted myself, gentlemen, to conclude that I am the best man in the country. But I am reminded in this connection of a story of an old Dutch farmer who remarked to a companion once that it was not best to swap horses while crossing the stream. The man does not live who is more devoted to peace than I am, none who would do more to preserve it. In my view, education is the most important subject which we as a people can be engaged in. Leave nothing for tomorrow which can be done today. Discourage litigation. Persuade your neighbors to compromise. As peacemaker, the lawyer has a superior opportunity of being a good man. There will still be business enough. With malice toward none, with charity for all. I do therefore invite my fellow citizens in every part of the United States, and also those who are at sea and those who are sojourning in foreign lands, to set apart and observe the last Thursday of November next as a day of thanksgiving and praise to our beneficent Father who dwelleth in the heavens. I happen temporarily to occupy this big White House. I am living witness that any one of your children may look to come here as my father's child has. Without the assistance of that divine being, whoever attended him, I cannot succeed. With that assistance, I cannot fail. Trusting in him who can go with me and remain with you and be everywhere for good, let us confidently hope that all will yet be well. Under his care commending you, as I hope in your prayers you will commend me, I now bid you an affectionate farewell.
That is the end of the President Abraham Lincoln Toy President's Doll audio track.